This is Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Jeremiah. We're at the 15th chapter now and about verse 15, if you'd like to read along. 15:15, and we're getting right through this book. Jeremiah accused God here in this 17th verse. We're going to get right into it and read it. Remember me, take notice of me, and take vengeance for me on my persecutors. Now, why is a man of God, a prophet, telling God to take vengeance for me on my persecutors? Well, it's the same reason that the martyrs were saying the same basic thing, saying to take vengeance upon our persecutors, those that martyred us. They were in heaven. They were in heaven, folks. This is not out of the ordinary to think these things after you're dead, or even think these things during the time you're alive and a prophet of God. This is not off the wall. You may think it is, but it's not. Take vengeance for me on my persecutors. Do not, in view of your patience, take me away. Know that for your sake I endure reproach. And this is what Jeremiah is being honest about, telling the Lord. Your words were found, and I ate them. And your words became for me a joy and the delight of my heart. For I have been called by your name, O Lord God of hosts. I did not sit in the circle of the merrymakers, nor did I exult. Because of your hand upon me, I sat alone. You realize this? If you're going to follow God in his pure word of God, in the pure word of God, you may go alone. And that's exactly what Jeremiah did. He went alone. Oh, there were a lot of false prophets back then, preaching the same thing that they do today on prosperity and every other thing, trying to make everybody feel good for a few bucks in the pot. And that's exactly what they were doing back then as well. And because of your hand upon me, I sat alone. For you filled me with indignation. Why has my pain been perpetual? You know, Jeremiah was a man of God, a prophet of God. Yet he's asking the question, why has my pain been perpetual? Continues. And I don't know why. You'd think because he's a prophet of God that he would be delivered and he'd be walking around with a pocket full of money and a steak waiting in a restaurant. People jumping out and putting out the red carpet. Jeremiah being delivered in a stretch limousine. Staying in the finest hotels. Riding an airplane like a lot of these other preachers, wouldn't you? That's not the way it works, folks. That's not the way it works. They'll make you think that's the way it works, but that's not the way it works. And my wound incurable, refusing to be healed. Jeremiah accused God of not helping him when he really needed it. Jeremiah had taken his eyes off God's purposes and was feeling sorry for himself. He was angry, just like any of us would be. Angry, hurt, afraid. In response, God didn't get angry at Jeremiah. He answered by rearranging Jeremiah's priorities. As God's mouthpiece, he was to influence the people, not let them influence him. There are the important lessons in this passage. Let's continue to read. Why has my pain been perpetual, my wound incurable, refusing to be healed? Will you indeed be to me like a deceptive stream with water that is unreliable? Therefore, thus says the Lord, if you return, then I will restore you. Before me, you will stand. And if you extract the precious from the worthless, you will become my spokesman. Extract the precious from the worthless. In other words, Jeremiah, if you become a discerner of my word, if you can discern the word, and if you can discern what's me and what's not, you will become my spokesman. If any of us can discern that, you know, discernment's one of the most important gifts of the Spirit that you can imagine. Discernment of spirits. Because there's a lot of different spirits out there. And discernment of spirits is probably the most important. Because if you can't discern what's God and what's not, you're liable to get pulled off into no man's land. You become my spokesman. For their part may turn to you. They, for their part, may turn to you. But as for you, you must not turn to them. In other words, don't be influenced by anyone. Because what's highly esteemed among men is an abomination unto God. Get that down into your thinking. Because just because Pastor so-and-so says it, or Pastor of the first megachurch of wherever says it, doesn't mean it's true. As for you, you must not turn to them. Then I will make you, to this people, a fortified wall of bronze. I'm going to make you a fortified wall of bronze. Sounds good to me. Whatever, God, you have in mind, I'll do it. Here I am, Lord, send me. Fortified wall of bronze. And though they fight against you, they will not prevail over you, for I am with you to save you and deliver you, declares the Lord. Here's a promise from God. Jeremiah had to take this at face value and realize that God was with him, regardless of how it looked, how it felt, how everything was going. He says, I am with you to save you and deliver you, declares the Lord. This is what God was speaking to the prophet Jeremiah. He had to believe it. You got to believe it when it doesn't look good, when all is falling in, and everything seems to not work, then you have to look up, listen to the voice, and believe. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Did you get that? Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So I will deliver you from the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem you from the grasp of the violent. I'm going to redeem you from the grasp of the violent, even though they get a hold of you, put you down into a cistern, and run water into it. I'll still deliver you. It may not look like it, but I'm with you. You have to believe, even though it doesn't look good. You have to believe God. When all is looking horrible, believe Him. And cast that devil out of your life. Say to him, Satan, get behind me. Get out of my way. I command you, get out of my household. Get out of my body. Get out of everything. Get out of my business. Get out in the name of Jesus Christ. Believe it. I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. And I believe God. He's with me. By the stripes of Christ, I'm healed. And I believe I have the authority over the devil in Jesus. Believe that. And He'll redeem you from the grasp of the violent and give you what you need. Sometimes you have to have a good dose of reality. Because what you see is not always the truth. Can't go by what you see. Because what you see may be all that the devil wants to manipulate in your life. Look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Sometimes, folks, all we have is what we believe. Because if you go by what you see, you're soon going to be disappointed. You're going to be just like Jeremiah, griping and complaining and saying, where is God? Because it's not always going to look good. It didn't always look good for Jeremiah because he was put down into a place where all the urine and the feces and everything run. And he might have been thrown a crumb every couple of days and half dead. And it didn't look good. It didn't look like God was with him at all. But even though it looked bad, God was with him. And God delivered him. And Jeremiah might have been that one that took the Ark of the Covenant in that day and hid it before the Nebuchadnezzar came in and destroyed the temple and destroyed everything, took the vessels, because there's no inventory list of where the Ark of the Covenant went to. And legend says that Jeremiah took it and hid it somewhere. Nobody knows where. And they may not find it until the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Who knows? But God no longer dwells in these things. It's a religious symbol. It's a symbol of where God was and what God's presence. But God lives in you now. God no longer lives in these a golden box. He lives in you. You got to realize He's with you, regardless where you go. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Even into the ends of the earth. Believe it. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. Well, that's our time for today, folks. Go to our website, krciradio.com. krciradio.com. Shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening. And our sermons are up there, uploaded. And please write to us. Let us know you're listening. We need to know if you're listening or not. KRCI Radio. Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.